But as Hashem is Bochur, begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Maaseh Karbanos and the laws of the activities towards the Karbanos and the Seif Avodah, which in this Perek, considering the theme of the previous Perek, we're going to discuss in the Halachas of Karban Chatos, and this Perek will discuss a specific stringency regarding the, a few stringencies that come up regarding the Karban Chatos. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding specifically the stringency of if the blood of a Karban Chatos sprays on a vessel. As the Rambam says, Chayim Bechatos Behema, there's a stringency that applies to a Chatas of an animal chatas specifically, mishar kachin more than all other higher level kachin, where shadam chatas abehem, because the blood of a chatas abehem, and each one of these details are actually specific, and it's excluding other things. So specifically, the blood of a chatas, unlike other karbanos, habehema, which specifically the animal chatas, shenitzis min hakli, which is spraying from the vessel, specifically straight from the vessel, shekiv by adam, which the blood was actually received directly in that vessel. Koyim hazoyans, before the blood was sprayed, if that blood sprays al habeged on a garment, specifically a garment in that context, ta'in kibus b'mayim bazar, has to be washed with water, specifically bazar in the courtyard. All these are specific details. Shemlek says, above me, it says, v'ashayizim adam al habeged, ashayizah alau, that it's going to be sprayed from its blood on the garment from which it's to be sprayed. T'chabes b'makam kadosh, that has to be washed in a holy place. Halacha Beis now qualifies this. Although we said if it sprays on a beged, what qualifies for that halacha? So echad a beged, whether a garment, v'echad ha'orach, or even soft leather, or v'echad ha'sak, or even sack. Two in the kibbutz, they would have to be washed if it's sprayed with the blood. Aval, what is excluding is ha'orach kasha, let's say hard leather. Harikates looks like a piece of wood. And then it's not qualified like a garment, v'gurid adam may alav, and you just scrape up the blood from it, but you don't have to wash that whole piece of leather. The echadam chatas and the chelis. Now this halacha applies whether if it's a chatas that's the eaten chatas, a dam chatas and the shreves, or whether the blood of a chatas that's burned, they both have the same halacha. Aval, but what it is excluding is loy dam chatas oif, but the chatas behema, but not the blood of a chatas that's a bird chatas, like it says in the pasuk. When it talks about this halacha of the blood being sprayed, it says tishachet a chatas, you're going to slaughter the chatas, which b'nesh chatas, because of the pasuk talking specifically regarding a chatas that is slaughtered, loy b'nim lekes, not a chatas that you do malika on, which is the chatas oif. Halacha gimel, further qualifying, chatas shenifsala, if it's a chatas that became invalidated, then ein dam toin kibus, that blood that sprays in the garment does not need to be washed. Whether this blood that became invalidated, if it had an opportune time that it wasn't yet invalidated, whether it never had an opportune time, it doesn't make a difference. If it was invalidated by the time it went and sprayed, it's not going to have to wash that garment. Which Ram explains, what is the blood that's considered had an opportune time before it became invalidated? Is because it actually was valid in the Shechita and the Zrika. It is Shalana. It was left out overnight. Over Shnitmas, it became Tamir. Over Shechita Chuz Azar, was taken out of the Azar. But since the Shechita and Zrika were appropriate, so that's considered at a Hadash Shasakar, had an opportune time that it could have been done the right way. The Ezehi Shalahisla Shasakar, what's considered didn't have an opportune time. If Shnitmasla Bashchita became invalidated when you slaughtered, or Bezrika is done with the spring of the blood. But be that as it may, either way, says the Rambam, once it becomes Nifsal, even if it had or didn't have a Shasa Kaisher, that blood will not make the garment have to be washed. Halacha Dalag, further qualifying, ain't toin kibus, ela mekama adam levad. The only part of the garment that has to be washed is the place where the blood splattered on it. V'hu sheyia al kli shirul kabatuma. Moreover, it has to be on a vessel that is fit to contract tuma and v'ro lechibus, and it's fit to be laundered. Avlem nitzis al kli etz, but let's say spread on a wooden vessel, a kli matechas, or on a metal vessel, and the toin kibus would not have to be washed. Why? It's a vessel, like it's royal kabatuma, yeah, but lefisha in room kibus. It's not something that's a material that could be laundered. It'll guard the mavad. Rather, what you do there is you just scrape off the blood. Halacha hey, nitas al ur hadag, regarding the other variable that we mentioned in the previous halacha. Let's say sprayed on the skin of fish. In the toin kibus, there also doesn't have to be laundered. Why? It could be laundered, but lefisha in royal kabatuma, because that's not fit to be mekabatuma. The ur of a dog is not considered something that's royally kabatum. Alam nitzis al ur behema, but let's say sprays on the skin of an animal, so it depends. Actually, hufshet, if it wasn't yet skinned off the animal in the toin kibus, then it does not have to be laundered. And the reason is because if it wasn't skinned yet, it's not fit to make a vessel out of it, and therefore it cannot be mekabatum. Achash hufshet was already skinned off the animal, then toin kibus would have to be laundered. Because sha'avapisha in mekabatum, even though in its current state, you're right, it's not mekabatum because a beged wasn't made out of it. It's fit to be mekabatum after that it's tanned and you make it into a piece of leather. So even now, it's considered really kavah tumah and would have to be laundered. Halacha vav. Again, these are all qualifications in what we learned in halacha aleph. Nitas min hatzavar lebeged. Let's say it didn't spray from the vessel; it sprayed from the neck of the chatas directly onto a garment. Let's say it splattered off from the corner of mizbech where you do the zrika. Let's say the blood spilled on the floor of the azar vasavin was gathered, and then nitas min lebeged. Then it was sprayed on the garment. All these enotoy and kibas does not have to launder that garment. Kushnemet says in the pasuk, as we recite in halacha aleph, vashayizim midama, that will be sprayed from its blood. Loymarte elbedam shneskabu blikli shars. I only said this halacha applies to blood that was received in the service vessel. V'ra'u lahazay, and it's fit to be sprayed. And the yeshbegedei hazay, and it has enough to be sprayed, has that shear. But here, where it's from the mizbech, which already was sprayed, or from the floor, which not fit for spraying, or whatever it is, they would not qualify for this halacha. Halacha zayin, nasan arba matanas. Let's say the four gifts of blood of the chatas is already put on the four corners of mizbech. The achakach, then subsequently nitzis min hakoyis, it sprays yes from the cup, from the bowl, ala beged on the garment, mishiyar adam, but from the remnants of the blood. So in the turn kibbutz, then you don't have to launder the garment. Av bishadayin lezar kashir mal said, even though you didn't spray the leftover blood on the foundation, which is what you do with it, that's not considered hazaah, which is only the four that are put on the corners. Once you already did that, it's not ashagiz medama. Hence, the halacha wouldn't apply. And v'chim chatoyas and the srafa, same to the, regarding the chatoyas that are burned. If you already did the primary zrikas, then it would not make this halacha. Halacha ches. Nites me'etzboi. Let's say it sprayed from his finger. Acha sheyotzes hazoy me'yodoy. After the spray that he did on the mizbech already came out of his hand. But then he has some leftover blood on his finger, which he then subsequently wipes off on the outside of the bowl. That blood, if it sprays on the garment, in the turn kibbutz, doesn't have to be laundered. Shashir hadam shebe'ezba, because the leftover blood that's on his finger, psun lazar, are in valvazar, so it doesn't qualify for shayizim adama. Again, so therefore would not make this halacha. Halacha test. Similarly, nitis min abega lebega chain. Let's say it sprays from one garment onto another garment. In abega lechain, the turn kibbutz, that second garment does not require laundering. Again, it's not considered shayizim adama. Nitis albega tame. Let's say it sprays on a tame garment. Here also, in the turn kibbutz, because it's like the blood became tame when it hit the garment, and therefore it doesn't require laundering because it does not apply by blood that's tame. Onitis dama chatas ala beged. Let's say the blood of the chatas, it sprays on the garment. And then, venitis al dama chatas dam chulin. And then, after that, regular chulin blood sprays on this chatas blood, which is on this garment. So then, turn kibbutz would have to be laundered because ultimately the chatas blood is getting absorbed into the garment, even though chulin blood is on top of that. Let's say the unconsecrated animal's blood sprays on the garment first, or even oil blood, because this is a unique halacha regarding chatas, and then when nitzis lovdam achatas, and then the blood of the chatas sprays on it, then in the turn kibbutz, then the garment will not require laundering, because the blood of the chatas, although it's on it, but it's not getting absorbed, because the blood beneath it, which is chulno oil, is getting absorbed, and hence that garment would not have to be laundered. Halacha yod, kishem kabsin es mokem adam. Now, when you're washing the area of the blood, as we said in Halacha, if you wash it with water, you have it very well, actually, you surely regime until there's no remnant left over. And all the seven ingredients, that you use to remove the stain, which is if you find a stain on a woman's garment, you're not sure is this dam nido or some red dye, you take seven specific ingredients to remove it and see what's happening to see if it's dye or if it's blood. That's the same ingredients mavin al damachatas that you use to remove the blood of the chatas. Chutz miraglaim, except one of them, which is urine. Shemachnis miraglaim mikdash, because you don't bring in urine into the base of mikdash. Halacha yidav the Rambam continues regarding a similar type of astringency, where kli cheresh and nisbashel by hachatas anecheles. Let's say an earthenware vessel, which the chatoyis anecheles, which are the karmachatas that the meat is eaten by kahanim, and you use an earthenware vessel to cook that meat of the chatas, toin shvira ba'azara. So there's another stringency regarding chatas. That earthenware vessel has to be broken in the azara, where because of the remnants inside the earthenware, where you have those tastes which are going to be a puzzle, you have to break it. Uklima tochesh in this bashlabai, and let's say regarding a metal vessel that the meat was cooked in, they're toin merikur shtifa b'mayim b'azara. There has to be cleansed and washed out, rinsed out in water in the courtyard, like it says in the pasuk. Says, and the earthenware vessel that's going to be cooked in, you have to break, which the pasuk there concludes, and if it's copper that was cooked in, you will get it. You do merik and shtifa in the water. Now, although it doesn't say over here that it has to be in the azara, in the holy place, which is the previous halacha that we're comparing it to. It says, by kibbutz, ma kibbutz habegad b'kodesh, just like laundering the garment has to be done in the azara of shvi'is kli cheres, so do the breaking of the other vessel, the shtivas kli matachas and medikasei, and the washing out and the cleaning of the metal vessel also has to be b'kodesh in the holy area where it's a similar type of halacha about the cleaning. Now this halacha applies whether you cook the chatas meat inside of it, or it's a vessel that you poured in hot stuff inside of it, what's called iru, that's going to have the same halacha of you're going to have to go ahead and kasher it, where by earthenware you have to break it, and by metal it's enough to go ahead and do a type of merika and shtifa, which Ram explains halacha based, what is this? Merika, this cleansing, is bechame with hot water, ushtifa, and the rinsing is betainer zukol. Now, we said it has to be b'mayim, with water, but loy b'yayin, not with wine, b'li b'mezik, not with diluted wine, b'li b'shamashk, not with any other beverages, any other liquids. And v'amirika v'hashtifa, this cleansing and the rinsing, is k'mirika sakayis v'shtifa asay, is the same way as you rinse and you cleanse out a cup. V'hashapud, now in regard to a spit, v'askel, and the grill, there magilon b'mayim chamen al gaba ish, there you do hagola, you purge it in boiling hot water on the fire, and then you wash it off. That's how you cleanse these vessels that were used specifically for that of the chatas. Halacha Yigimel tells us, when we say this, if you cooked with these vessels, after the blood of the chatas was already sprayed according to halacha, but if you cooked it before the blood was sprayed, on the surface, so let's say you cooked inside of it, not the chatas and the chelas, but the chatas that should be burnt, they're in the term Merika Shtifa, there it does not require this halacha of cleansing and washing. And now, bishul b'miktzekli, if you cooked the meat of the chatas inside the vessel, still kulei tum merika shtifa, the whole vessel requires this cleansing process of the hot water and the cold water. Halacha yedaled, what is a doubt, is tzalah habasa, let's say you roasted the meat ba'avr tana shel cheres, in the airspace of an earthenware oven. There yesh b'davah safek, there's already doubt. Im yishavah, do you say you have to break the oven? Hayavin the specialist, since it was cooked inside of it. And that's the Gzeis HaKasiv that the Rambam at least understands, specifically Rana Chatas, that okay, it was cooked inside of it, you have to break it. Oy lo yeshav, maybe you don't have to break it. Hayavin Nagabai, since it didn't touch it. Meaning, when you're usually cooking inside, so that's it's touching the walls of the vessel. Here it's not touching it, and therefore that's doubt if you would break that or not. Now, Beloy B'chatas Belvad. Now, it's not only by Chatas. El Kol HaKeim, rather, all vessels, Shemesh Tam Shemehen, B'Kodshim Adei Chaman, that was utilized by Kodshim, by hot water. When it's hot, being kachim and kachim kal, whether high level kachim, low level kachim, tun merika shtiba. So they have the same halacha, says the Rambam, of the purging, of the cleansing and the washing. Ikev achila, meaning right when you finished eating, before it becomes nicer, because that's the problem about the leftover taste that are inside, they're going to become nicer leftover. So after you finish that eating, you have to go ahead and purge it. And mechena shaput, so to the spit, va'askal and the grill, magilon, you have to do hagala, which that's the purging of that, how it's heated up, how you have to kasher it, ikav achila, after you finish eating, and ve'ina manichin adzman achilish, you don't leave it till the time of the second eating. Rather, when you finish eating, yagel hashaput ba'askalo, you purge the spit and the grill, v'imorik v'yishtav akli, and you go ahead and you cleanse and you wash out the vessel, ben kli matoches, ben kli cheres. And this is where the difference is, and that's what Ram is saying here specifically regarding stringency of chatas. Although they have the same halachas, but for them, for other types of kachim, the halacha of cleaning it and kashering is whether metal or earthenware. Chutz min chatas, except for the chatas. The Rambam understands, shesheva b'kli cheres, there you have to break the earthenware, where many ask on the Rambam from the Gemara Pesachim, that the Torah says explicitly that an earthenware vessel, the taste never come out of its walls forever, which would sound like, but all these instruments should be broken, which the Rambam is saying, no, specifically the stringency of chatos, hanechalis, that we're saying this chatos, that you have to go ahead and break the earthenware vessel, in contrast to all other kachim, where you could kasher not just the metal, which you have to do there too, but also the cheres. And umavashul b'shoyin mashalish mayad, where you could cook and do it a second time and a third time right away, b'mekli matoches, b'mekli cheres, whether with the metal vessel, whether with earthenware vessels, umemorik b'shoyin v'tzayf achila, and then you go ahead and you cleanse it and you wash it out up until the time of when you could finish eating. And that's the uniqueness of chatas in contrast to the other karbanas. Halachat is vav, so we only spoke about metal and earthenware. Klei glolim, dungware, which are made out of the dung, the excrement of animals, or klei avanim, and stoneware, or klei adama, and a vessel that's made out of earth, which it wasn't heated up in an oven, so it doesn't have the halachas klei cheres, what we call earthenware vessels. Those vessels in the tune Merikur Shtifa, they don't require to be cleansed and washed out of Chatas, even by a Chatas, because they're not considered as a Kli in these halachas. Rather, it's enough to just wash it out. Halacha, some have halacha tezayin over here, which is another stringency that we're saying, which originates by Chatas. Nema b'chatas, says by the Karma Chatas. Kola sheyigu b'vsar yigdash, whatever touches its flesh will become sanctified. What does that mean? Says the Rambam, it means that it'll have the same halachic status as the chatas. So impsulahi, if that chatas happens to be invalid, hanegeba apostle, whatever touch becomes invalidated. If it is valid, then hanegeba, whatever touch it, at least yachol kamayu b'kudushasa, has to be eaten like it, and its sanctity according to that stringency, which some have halachic design over here. But midrum, when do we say this? It's not just touching. It's kisha nivlubai when it gets absorbed in it. But let's say that item just touches it and doesn't get absorbed. In the Kadesh, then it's not going to sanctify that item touching it. Now, the truth is, regarding this halacha, it's not just chatas, regarding all other kachim, ben kachim kalam, ben chamum, the lower level kachim, the more severe level kachim, Krishna Nemet says in the pasuk, says in the Torah, this is the law of the oil, mincha, and it talks about all the different karbanas, lachatas, la'ashram, la'melum, la'zavachashlam, so it compares all the karbanas to each other, including learning from chatas, that again, it would be, if it gets absorbed from it, it's going to have its halachic status. Halacha yitzayin, so let's say noga besar barakik. Let's say the meat of the carbon, let's say the chatas, touches a wafer that is a type of a mincha, and it gets absorbed in part of it. So loynis kadosh kula, it doesn't sanctify that whole wafer. Rather, what you do is you cut off the area which got absorbed, and the rest won't have that stringency. So regarding this, that we're talking about the absorption of taste, which it creates a severity factor. So let's say you have a vessel that was cooked inside of a kachem mechulun, that of a carbon, let's say unconsecrated meat. Oy, or a similar case, kachem, 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 kalam. The severe level kachem, which have more limitations, and kachem kalam, which have less limitations. Im yesh behem b'noisin tam, so if it has, that the more severe entity is giving taste into the lesser severe, meaning you don't have 60 of, let's say, the chulun, in contrast to the kachem, you don't have a 60-to-1 ratio, so it's giving taste. Hariya kol nechol kacham eshaben. Then everything has to be eaten according to the stringencies of that more stringent entity, because it's not bottled, it's not nullified, and therefore everything has to take on that status. V'toyin ha'kli merikur shtifa, and the vessel has to have the cleansing and the washing. And v'kol kacham eshaben l'chol daban, everything's going to have the stringency of the most stringent item for all halachas. V'mloinus in tam zavzeh. Now, if it's not giving a taste into the other thing, because let's say you have more than the ratio of 60 of the more lenient one to the one of the stringent, then ein ha'kal necham kachamum, then the more lesser don't have to be eaten according to the stringencies. And any commercial, they don't have the halacha like them for all halachas. But one thing is a kli toin merikur shtifa, the vessel still has to have the cleansing and the washing, as the halacha requires when it has to do with kachem. Halacha yitess qualifies these halachas of stringency that we applied, that we had mentioned. Beged shenitas lov damachatas. As we open up this parak, if you have a garment that the damachatas has sprayed on it, but here's where we throw a wrench into this. Let's say v'yatza chutz lazar. So we had said that it has to be washed in Azar. But the problem is, it was taken out of Azar, which you're not allowed to bring in something that is problematic into the Azar. No, Machzir Lazar Mechapsim. You bring it back into the Azar, because it's the same status it was when you're taken out, you wash it over there. The problem becomes, let's say Nit Mechutz Lazar. Let's say, okay, first problem was you took it out of the Azar. Now, it became Tummy out of the Azar, which you're not allowed to bring in a Tummy item into the Azar. So, Ketze Yasa, how should you do this? So, says the Rambam, what you do is Kairi. So, you tear it, Kadeshiyitar, so that it becomes purified, because now it's not a beggar anymore because it's torn. Umachniso umachavsim efnem, and then you bring it back in, and now you wash it inside. Now the thing is, with tzarch lanich b'sholim kedem afaris, has to at least be intact enough that it has the width of a handkerchief, because levishnem a beggar, because when it talks about washing it, it says a garment with tzarch lachavis beggar, you have to wash a garment. If it doesn't have the size of the handkerchief, it's not even a beggar. The aval pishur tamei debrim, now so though because it's considered a beggar, at least because it has the size of a handkerchief, it's rabbinically tamei. Because the size of the handkerchief that's remaining, but since the majority of it was torn, biblically it's going to be tar, because the majority of it is torn. So therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and bring it back into the base of Mikdash to wash off the blood. Now halacha chav makes more problematic. The me'il, the robe of the kohen gadol, shenitzos lav damachatas. Let's say the blood of the chatas was sprayed on the me'il of the kohen gadol. And the yatzah, it was taken outside. The nitman became tamei lachutz outside. Ketzer oisa, what should you do? Because here you can't do what you said in the previous halacha. Because by rehei hakerei oisa loike, the Torah says that by the me'il loy kerei, now let it tear the garments. Kamesh Ben Lagrid explained in Perek Tes Melchus Klei Megdash Alach HaGimel. So what are you going to do over here? You can't tear it to do like we said before. So here what you do is like this. Machnisai Pachas Pachas Mashal Shat Bois. You bring in the Me'il. You bring in less than 3 finger breaths at a time. So that's the minimum of a garment. And you bring in less than that. U'machatsu Bifnim. And you wash that inside the Azar. Now, after you end up washing up all the blood a little bit at a time, like we said, less than 3 fingerprints at a time, then you wash it outside, and then you have done the cleansing process. Halacha Chaf Aleph, similar problems regarding the other halachic stringency we mentioned. Kli Cheresh Shebishel BeHachatas. We had mentioned the earthenware vessel that you cook the chatas inside of it. The halacha is that you have to break it. That was another stringency we mentioned. Now here also, let's say V'yatza. Let's say it was taken outside of the Azar. Okay, machnisa v'shav b'fnim has the same halacha. You bring it back in, you break it inside. But let's say nitma b'chutz. Let's say it broke on the. Let's say it became tummy outside. Now you can't bring in a tummy thing. So here you have to do a similar thing. Nikvay b'chdei sherish katan. You make a hole in the earthenware vessel the size that a small root could fit through. Kedish yitzer. So that halachically purifies it because of the hole, which has to be intact to be tummy. U'machnisa v'shav b'fnim. And then you bring it back in and you break it inside. Now, in the covered neck of Gadol is there, but let's say you made a hole bigger than that, then ain't a shavu b'fnim, then you can't break it anymore inside. Shavu ain't a kli, because you have to break the vessel. And if the hole was so big, it's not even like a vessel, it's like a shard. And the only thing you break inside are vessels. And v'chein kli matzcha, same thing regarding a metal vessel. Shebishel b'yev was cooked inside of it, the meat of the chatas, which you have to do the merikah shtifa inside. But v'yatzachot zazara, it was taken out of the zara, okay, machnisa yomarka v'shayta b'fnim. You bring it back in, and you cleanse it, and you wash it inside. But let's say nitma kashayatza, let's say it became tummy when it was taken out of the zara. So, and you can't bring a tummy out and back in. So, p'yichzei al-shiyata, so again, you make it a hole in it until it purifies it from being a full-fledged vessel. Machnisa b'fnim, and then you bring it back in. And now, v'chayzer u'meradadoy. You go back and you hammer it, at sheyesasim apchas, until you close up that hole that you made so that it could be brought back in. The yachzei ketav nesekim, now it comes back to be in the form of a regular vessel. Then you go and you cleanse and you wash it out in dazar. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, ve'im bechli nechesh v'gayma, that if it's a copper, meaning a type of metal vessel, etc., where it says clean nechesh, which imarikim bifnim elakelim, you can only do the cleansing inside of its vessels. So you have to, again, find a way to make it not a vessel and then make it back into a vessel when you bring it back inside to do the merikah and the shtivah.